Let's see here. Today is 17 March. It's Sunday. I'm Charlie Garrett, and this is the CG Prophecy Report. Voice dysphoria. That and a lot of other things to go over on today's report. Okay, we got some news from Israel here, from Haaretz. OSINT reveals unprecedented extent of U.S. arms airlift to Israel since October 7th. The U.S. has been transferring a hefty amount of munitions to Israel in an unprecedented airlift that has been ongoing for 5 months from bases in the United States and its strategic stockpiles around the globe. Open source intel evidence reveals. The Biden admin has secretly delivered weapons to Israel through over 100 separate military sales since the outbreak of fighting in Gaza. The shipments included tens of thousands of 155-millimeter shells, tens of thousands of bomb guidance systems, Hellfire air-to-surface missiles, drones, Iron Dome munitions, and more, according to the reports. The deals, according to the lawmakers briefed on the matter, went under the radar because the scope of each sale was below the amount that requires Congress to be notified. What didn't go under the radar was the extensive total scope of the airlifts to Israel. According to publicly available flight tracking data, at least 140 heavy transport planes have taken off from American bases around the globe, transporting equipment mainly to the Nevatim Air Base in southern Israel since the October 7th Hamas terrorist attack, Hezbollah's offense in the north, and the Israel Army's responses in Gaza and Lebanon. Munitions and other equipment have also arrived in Israel aboard a number of cargo ships. More than 70 U.S. AFC-17s have landed in Israel since October 7th, most of them in Nevatim. They arrived mainly from the Dover Air Force Base in the United States, Ramstein Air Base in Germany, or Al Udeid Air Base in Qatar. The largest American base in the Middle East, where the forward headquarters of the U.S. Army CENTCOM are located. During the first 3 months of the war, the volume of American cargo flights was significantly higher, but has since decreased over the past 2 months. Biden's been getting belligerent with Israel, and he's trying to kind of damper what they're doing. And, you know, he's not an ally to these people. But at the same time, there's no doubt about it. I'm saying something that is obvious on the surface, is that they get kickbacks somewhere along the line from these defense industries. And so that's the whole reason why we've got this Ukraine war. It's why we have war all the time, is because people profit from it. And somewhere along the line, they get it, whether it's the DNC or whether it's this group or that group. This money is being funneled around that way, making sure that people die so that other people can profit. But anyway, it was IAF transport planes, Hercules C-130s, and Boeing 707s have also been documented landing in recent months at the same bases in Europe and the United States before returning to Nevatim. A 747 cargo plane belonging to the Israeli company CAL was documented by flight tracking websites making at least 30 flights from the Dover Air Base to Nevatim. A tweet posted by the Israel Defense Ministry revealed that the CAL 747 also transported weapons. The plane has continued with its flights to Dover at the same pace over the past few months. Other 747 cargo planes belonging to National Airlines, Western Global Airlines, Kalita Air, and Atlas Air flew more than 30 chartered flights for the U.S. Transcom to Nevatim from the Dover, Tinker, and McGuire Air Force bases in the U.S., Sigonella Naval Air Station in Italy and Qatar, and so forth. So they're shipping a lot of stuff over there. Israel is being supplied, but at the same time, we've got people, especially Schumer in the past week. I'm sure you saw what he did. He completely stabbed the Jewish nation in the back, and he was rebuked by almost everybody in the Congress, but Biden supported him on that. So we have a guy in the White House that is doing the same thing. He's stabbing our closest ally in the Middle East deep in the back. From Israel Hayom, Israel prepares for sanctions, blocking of bank accounts against soldiers in Gaza. Israel has been preparing to protect its soldiers as they face possible sanctions by banks worldwide for fighting against the Hamas terror organization in Gaza. This is criminal. This is absolutely criminal. Ahead of the planned IDF operation in Rafah, considered vital to dismantle Hamas and secure the release of 134 hostages still held by the terror group, the Biden admin is reportedly considering imposing sanctions on certain soldiers serving in Gaza. Such a decision by the U.S. admin could see European nations follow suit. A report to the members of the Foreign Affairs and Security Committees said that there is a real threat from friendly countries to step up actions against IDF soldiers who will participate in the operation in Rafah, as well as in Judea and Samaria. Among other things, the committee was informed of the steps taken in Britain in order to receive reports of war crimes originating in Israel, after signs calling for handing over information were hung throughout the country's airports. From the Times of Israel, Canada, Sweden resume UNRWA funding after pause over terror allegations against the staff. So they're just refunding the terrorists in the United Nations. There's just no sense what's going on in the world, but this is what's going on in the world. Okay, we got some news from Christianity. Before I give you the first article, I'd like to remind you, because his expenses haven't come down that much, and meaning that giving to him has been a little bit low, and they've got a great need over there, is Silas in Kenya. If you've helped him in the past, and you can, it would be good. He needs help to finish water connections. Two 10,000-liter tanks. Each tank costs $870, and one equipment and pump for $6,500. Also, quotation tank stand building, concrete, cement, and aluminum metals, which will cost $1,677. So we're right about, we'll say, $9,500. So if you can help with that, that would be wonderful. From the Christian Post, Canadian bill would remove religious exemption from hate speech laws. This is in Canada. Lawmakers in Canada are considering legislation which, if passed, could criminalize the act of quoting scripture in defense of biblical marriage, sexuality, and other Christian views. The proposed bill, C-367, currently under review in the House of Commons, would repeal religious exemption in Section 319 of the Canadian Criminal Code, which critics say could open up Christians and other religious groups to hate speech charges over any comments or criticisms of the LGBT movement. Bill C-367 specifically targets paragraph 3193B and paragraph 31931B of the Criminal Code, which prohibits any conviction on hate speech charges if, in good faith, the person expressed or attempted to establish by an argument an opinion on a religious subject or an opinion based on a belief in a religious text. In other words, somebody says, I believe that the sin of homosexuality is wrong because, and he cites Leviticus. You're protected right now. If the religious exemption is removed, any religious or faith-based expression that refutes or condemns gender ideology, child sexualization, and other similar topics could potentially be deemed by Canadian courts as hate speech and lead to criminal prosecution for Christians and other religious groups. While lawmakers say Bill 367 comes in response to recent anti-Semitic demonstrations in Canada, including one in which a Muslim activist called for God to exterminate what he called Zionist aggressors, some organizations like the Canadian pro-life group Campaign Life Coalition warn the legislation could lead to more criminal prosecutions against Christians. It not could, it is will. This is an intentional degrading of their rights in Canada, which that guy in charge there, the lunatic in charge, has been as hard as possible coming against anything moral-based. He's just like the guy in the White House right now. David Cook, CLC's campaigns manager, wrote, "No longer will we be allowed to share God's design for human sexuality and marriage in public. No longer will we be able to speak out in the name of God against drag shows for kids, child drag, or child sex change. All this could be misconstrued as hate speech against the LGBT community. Even our pro-life message could be spun as hate crime against women." Jeff King, president of International Christian Concern, says if passed, the bill would be a devastating legal tool to attack people of faith in Canada and allow the politicians working through the courts and police to send devout believers to jail for quoting the Bible, Quran, or other religious texts. The same methods that overseas dictators and despots used to silence and strangle Christianity are now being used by political enemies in the West, with this current bill being only the latest example, King said in a statement shared with the Christian Post. So, you know, this is the same thing as what's going on in America. They're just a little further along, and they have a little less restraint in Canada. But mark my words, is that the left in this nation doesn't want you to even meet in a church or have a Bible, much less anything else. From NBC, church authorities in Greece slap religious ban on local politicians who backed gay marriage. They passed the gay marriage law, the first Orthodox country in the world to do it, and now the church authorities are fighting back. From the Christian Times, in Guatemala, public schools turn to Bible study to boost reading and resist gang culture. Imagine that. Okay, we got some news from the Mideast in Africa today, from Al Jazeera. Sudan warn threatens world's largest hunger crisis. This is Sudan. All we ever hear about is Gaza, but there are people that talk about what's going on in the Sudan. The World Food Program said that more than 25 million people scattered across Sudan, South Sudan, and Chad are trapped in a spiral of food insecurity. However, the brutal civil war shows no sign of easing after 10 months of fighting. The relentless violence leaves aid workers unable to access 90% of people facing emergency levels of hunger. Currently, only 5% of Sudan's population can afford a square meal a day, the UN agency reported. And all we hear about is Gaza, Gaza, Gaza. You got planes flying in and out. They want to build a pier going into Gaza. They got trucks going in from Israel. They got trucks going in from Egypt. The place is awash with food and supplies, despite what the news says. And this is going on in the Sudan. Zero Hedge. Iranian spy ship in spotlight after undersea data cables linking continents severed. For a while there, they thought it was the Houthis, but the cut data cables include Asia, Africa, Europe One, the Europe India Gateway, Seacom, and TGN Gulf. HGC Global said, adding this is estimated impact of 25% of traffic around 15% of Asia traffic goes westbound, while 80% of those traffic will pass through these submarine cables in the Red Sea. HGC said it had taken measures to successfully devise a comprehensive diversity plan to reroute affected traffic. What severed the undersea cables remains unclear, and there are mounting concerns that Iran-backed Houthis were a part of the attack, but in the recent days, the rebels have denied attacking the lines. Some believe the Houthis are not the most capable group in the region to conduct such an attack. In fact, it might be Iran. Cutting off critical lines, communications, and driving up the costs of everything from internet to oil across the Middle East is a clearly articulated economic warfare goal of the IRGC Quds Force. Iran seeks to undermine global access to the region as a part of its cost imposition strategy. The Quds Force is operating a spy ship called the Assad that is reportedly in the Gulf of Aden, not far from where the undersea cables were cut. This ship highly likely carries a Quds Force Special Underwater Warfare Force component more than capable of carrying out an undersea cable attack. The world should expect to see an uptick in Iranian covert direct action operations alongside proxy warfare with the Houthis and Hezbollah activities in the coming months. The IRGC's goal to covertly spark chaos in the Middle East has boosted crude prices and allowed Tehran to collect $90 billion in illicit oil sales under the Biden admin, setting new export records in the process. They're supposed to be under sanctions, and they're setting records of exports, and they're doing it through things like this, as well as, you know, getting a freebie from the guy in the White House. From the Times of Israel, Peru arrests two, including Quds Force operative for alleged plot to attack Israeli. They're over in Peru causing trouble. Peru's chief of police told a press conference the arrests were made after an investigation in coordination with international intelligence agencies, which provided sensitive information about an Iranian citizen who arrived in Peru at the beginning of March. We had to act quickly because today the Iranian was set to return to Iran after forming a terrorist cell to wipe out an Israeli national who was going to participate in the APEC event. Both the Iranian and the Peruvian were arrested. Police are still looking for a third Peruvian they think was in charge of killing the Israeli man. Arriola said that authorities had identified the Israeli who would have been targeted in the attack, though they were choosing not to release the person's name due to security reasons. Mail Online. Hundreds of thousands of women had their cars impounded as Iran uses floggings, fines, and other punishments to enforce obligatory headscarf. So now if you have a car in Iran, you might get your car impounded if you don't wear your headscarf. I noticed quite a few ladies not wearing headscarves in here today, and I have a need for extra cars, so line up over here and we'll... Let's see here. From Fox, top Iranian official calls for Israel to be kicked out of UN Women's Rights Conference. From Politico, France slashes Olympics opening ceremony crowd size amid terror attack fears. So, that's what you do. You just cave to the terrorists instead of getting rid of them, shipping them out of your country. You just reduce the size of the opening ceremony of the Olympics. And now we got something interesting from Mongolia. From DT, Mongolia launches two nano satellites and a space sector sandbox. Mongolia is out in space now. The two CubeSat satellites were successfully launched aboard a SpaceX Falcon 9 rocket, Vandenberg Space Force Base. It's called Ondosat AL-1 and Ondosat AL-2 were built by Mongolian company Ondo Space and successfully completed rigorous space environmental testing at Japan's Kyushu Institute of Technology. The government also announced it will establish a space sandbox to support continued growth of its domestic space sector. The sandbox is a comprehensive new framework to provide regulatory and policy support for companies to conduct testing and research and development in Mongolia while making use of the country's newly enhanced connectivity and competitive talent tool. So there you go. Mongolia is out in space, and my guess is that they probably have all kinds of other technology like the ability to wipe out Russia and the United States now. I mean, they're growing fast in Mongolia. So we got some news from Daniel 12 Technology today from Watchers. AI revolutionizes space debris detection, surprising conventional methods. You know, they got all kinds of stuff floating around out there. Some of it is small, is, you know, smaller than a bean or a pea or something. But they're traveling at supersonic speeds, like 14,000 miles an hour. And if you are in the way of that, one little pea can go through your spaceship, and that is the end of you. So they have to track every single thing that's out there, and they have to work around those things. They are now finding that AI will help this. As we extend our reach into the cosmos, the clutter of space debris in low Earth orbit becomes a pressing concern, threatening the safety and sustainability of space operations. To help with this growing problem, a recently published study in the journal IET Radar, Sonar, and Navigation introduced a promising solution leveraging the power of AI to enhance the detection of these small but hazardous objects. The crux of the problem lies in the sheer volume of objects. A mix of operational satellites, defunct hardware, and fragmented debris whizzing around our planet at staggering speeds. Traditional monitoring methods relying on radar and radio telescopes have been somewhat effective in tracking larger items. Yet, a significant portion of this orbital debris consists of tiny metallic fragments, elusive to conventional detection techniques. The new study introduces a novel approach using a deep learning architecture known as You Only Look Once to significantly improve the detection rates of these small space objects by radar. YOLO, a renowned algorithm within the field of computer vision, offers a fast and accurate method for object detection. The research team focused their efforts on modeling a prominent European radar system, the tracking and imaging radar in its tracking mode. This enabled the generation of rich training and testing data sets essential for the application of the YOLO-based detection system. Simulated evaluations revealed that the YOLO-based method substantially outperforms traditional detection systems, delivering a high detection rate of small objects while maintaining low false alarm rates. This represents a significant advancement in space surveillance capabilities, potentially revolutionizing how we manage and mitigate the risks associated with space debris. By quickly identifying and tracking hard-to-detect objects, these systems enable proactive decision-making and intervention strategies to mitigate collisions and risks and preserve the integrity of critical space resources. Kind of cool. You know, you got all this stuff flying around out there at billions of miles an hour, and they have to track every bit of it, and they're able to do it better with AI. So there's good about it. There's bad about it. You know, I'm the technology is neutral guy. It's what we do with it that makes it good or bad. And in this case, that was a good application. But, you know, if the Chinese would stop blowing things up in space, which they did a few years ago, they wanted to test blowing up another satellite, and it's got pieces everywhere. That kind of stuff doesn't help this problem. Okay, it's a dangerous world, including the inevitable plagues noted in the Book of Revelation. From the cool down, scientists troubled after mass death of animals from bird flu. The mass death of elephant seals and fur seals on South Georgia Island has troubled scientists, with the animals confirmed to have died after contracting bird flu. The seals died on the UK's overseas territory from the H5N1 virus, a highly contagious strain that has already killed vast numbers of birds. Brown skua, a type of seabird, were among the first on the islands to have known cases of H5N1. With the virus being detected in October. Since then, kelp gulls have also succumbed to the illness, and now seals are dying following symptoms including coughing, sneezing, tremors, and slow head shaking. The event in South Georgia isn't the first time the virus has spread to mammals. A polar bear died in Alaska from bird flu in December 2020, while around 20,000 sea lions have also died in Chile and Peru after contracting the virus, with more animals becoming susceptible to bird flu, likely spread through the excrement of sick birds or animals that come in contact with infected bird carcasses. The impact on the ecosystem could be devastating. And while we're speaking about weird things in South Georgia, which is an island, we have in South Florida, somebody sent me a link, and I sent it to a few of my friends, where there's a place, a strip, like a, you know, the water flows through several island chains down there, and they're finding the most bizarre things happening with certain types of fish. They're like doing circles just until they die. Just bizarre stuff. Something is going on down there. They don't know what's causing it, and it's kind of interesting. But, you know, until they figure out what's going on, and it's only one isolated area, but, you know, you get the what do you call it, the sawfish, the ones with the real long saw on the front. Have you ever seen them? Mm-hmm. Looks like a giant saw, and they have it on front. They're like going up on the shores, and they're just spinning around on the shores, and just bizarre stuff. So anyway, it was like a News 8 Naples or something article that somebody sent me, and it's just bizarre. So we'll hope that doesn't come up here, but we'll see. Mail online, 3/4 of deer. We talked about this last week, and here's an update on that. In some parts of the United States have 100% deadly zombie deer virus, 3/4 of the deer, as officials issue warning to national park goers. Experts in Colorado warned that up to 75% of deer are infected with chronic wasting disease in parts of the state. And it's in 30 states, so we could lose the entire deer population in America, you know, within a year if this doesn't get under control. Mail online, man, 52, who suffered constant migraines, is found to have a live worm in his brain that had laid eggs under his skull after catching parasite from undercooked bacon. Bacon is good, cook it. Doctors found tapeworm eggs in a man's brain after he complained of migraines. So, bake your You're bacon, okay? Okay, morality is declining. From the post-millennial, America First Legal sues Fairfax County schools for forcing students to use preferred pronouns. Can you imagine that? We're going to hit your knuckles if you don't use preferred pronouns. From the AP, judge blocks Texas from collecting information on transgender children receiving gender-affirming care. Texas cannot collect information on children that are being violated in their existence by this nonsense. You know, you got these things that are harming children. You can't know if it's, you know, what the effects are and all that. That's a problem. That judge should be taken out of the bench. From the Telegraph, doctors admit link between transgender hormone therapy and cancer in leaked emails. Now, that's in the UK, but Texas cannot do a study on the children that are going through these things when the UK has acknowledged that they're bad. So that's why they don't want this in America, is because they just want to ruin children. They want to ruin children. France 2-4, France to enshrine abortion rights in constitution as a guaranteed freedom. Zero Hedge, Canadian leftists furious over Alberta town that voted to ban pride flags on public property. From the Western Journal, Disney executive blames massive box office bombs on bigoted fans. You're bigots if you don't want to watch their junk. Yeah, that's a good business model, by the way. When somebody comes into your store, tell them that they're an idiot and they're a bigot. And yeah, that'll get you more business, okay? Yep. Zero Hedge, NIH awards 200,000 of your dollars grant for transgender voice training. Yes, the NIH is paying $214,000 for three researchers to create a transgender voice training app. The study aims to address voice dysphoria, which researchers say causes lower quality of life when a person's voice does not match their gender. I would say that their brain doesn't match their gender. That's from Zero Hedge. Male soldiers in Spain changing genders to receive better benefits and higher pay. This is a good way to run your military. I want you to know that. Soldiers in Spain are starting to change their genders from male to female to earn benefits that are only available to females. The benefits include higher pay and better sleeping quarters, and the gender switch has been made possible due to the military's honoring of a self-ID law, which was put in place in 2023 to help transgender people. The report points out that 41 men in Spain's North Africa autonomous city, Ceuta, now list as female after the law change. Only four changed their name, and a majority of them have kept their male parts and even their beards. They just self-identify. They get these benefits. Man, if I was in the Spain military, I'd just jump right on that bandwagon. Call me Charlene, okay? Okay, from the Gateway Pundit. Transsexualism is rising wildly in the military, according to 7 years of public health data. This is our military. Transsexualism. BBC. Irish referendums. Voters reject changes to family and care definition. We talked about that a week or two ago in Ireland. They were talking about doing this, and it was overthrown. The voters did not want it. I didn't know that the prime minister, or whatever you call him over in Ireland, I knew that he was gay, but I didn't know he had a husband. And they were in the White House this past week. They were acknowledging this guy and his husband. You talk about Sodom and Gomorrah in the United States of America. This is gross. This is just insane what we're doing. Okay, we got some other news. Zero Hedge. Inside the most ridiculous. Now, I know I read the same title last month. The most ridiculous jobs report in recent history. Record 1.2 million immigrant jobs added in 1 month. Last month, we thought that the January jobs report was, as they said, the most ridiculous in recent history. But boy, were we wrong. Even Goebbels would blush. Some context. After last month's record 4 sigma beat, this print was only 3 sigma higher than estimates. Needless to say, 2 multiple sigma beats in a row used to only happen in the USSR. And now in the US, apparently. A quick note on what last month we said was the most ridiculous jobs report in recent history. It appears the BLS read our comments and decided to stop beclowning itself. It did that by slashing last month's ridiculous print by over a third. Now, I said last month they are going to revise this down. They've done it. And revising what was originally reported as a massive 353,000 beat to just 229,000, a 124,000 revision, which was the biggest one-month negative revision in 2 years. They keep doing this because it's the only way that Biden can stand up there and say anything about this economy. Of course, that does not mean that this month's jobs print won't be revised lower. It will be. And not just that month, but every other month until the November election, because that's the only tool left in the Biden admin's box. Pretend the economic and jobs are strong, and then revise them sharply lower the next month, something we pointed out first last summer and which has not failed to disappoint even once. They are just boosting this guy up. They're a bunch of communists in the BLS, and this is what we have to go through month after month after month. And of course, people are so stupid, they don't check these things. They just hear it on the news, and they think that everything is fine. And then it gets revised down, and the news doesn't report it, except people like Zero Hedge, and everything is fine in America, when everything is not fine. Tyson Foods, I don't know if you heard what they did this past week. They're hiring 46,000 illegals and getting rid of their American workers so that they don't have to pay the American fees anymore. This is exactly what they want in this nation. We're talking the left in this nation. That's what they want. Tyson Foods. From the Gateway Pundit, Sheriff Grady Judge reveals how U.S. federal government provides unlimited plane tickets to illegals for free to any destination in the United States and traffics women. The Biden regime is flying trafficked illegal aliens in the sex industry across the United States for free. Judge Grady in St. Pete had a press conference, and these are the things that he reported. These trafficked human beings can fly an unlimited amount of times for free. Now, he's not just making this up. They were admitting it to him. And you get to pay for it. Sheriff Grady Judge, federal policy drives illegal immigrant crime and victimization. And that's the focus, other than our victims of human trafficking. Federal policy drives illegal immigrant crime and victimization. This is him giving his press conference. And that's the focus, other than our victims of human trafficking. Listen, folks, I want to introduce you to Andres Gil, okay? Here's the guy. He's also on this board. You got pictures of all these illegals over here. But get a look at him for a second. He came down here from New York with three females. All of them are in the country illegally. Did you hear what I said? They're all here illegally. He's the one that comes with them to drive them. These ladies are all controlled by a human trafficker. We think their human trafficker is a female. She sets up their appointments. She puts their ads online. She tells them where to go. And by the way, on Friday, the victims of human trafficking, and we've grayed them out, three of them that are here illegally from Venezuela, three of them have to pay her $3,000 apiece on Friday or else they're threatened. So they're not free. They're really indentured slaves. And I added in the word slaves. And they're quote unquote paying off their debt. Now here's what they told us, all right? I'm sure the federal government will verify that this is not true. But you decide who you want to believe, whether you want to believe these victims of human trafficking are the whitewash the federal authority or the whitewash the federal authorities give you. They said that when they came into the country illegally, DHS gave them a form, an ID, paperwork that allows them to fly for free. You know how Southwest will let your bags fly for free? Well, the federal government will let your immigrants fly free. And they operate out of New York, and they're working up there. And the New York authorities said, hey, if you don't have ID, you can't work in our sex trade up here. You know, we don't allow sex trade here at all. But New York allowed you to do some stuff if you've got the proper authority. So they say they make a lot of money. They're addicted to it. These ladies are going to give you more details. They tell us that they fly to major metro centers for free on the federal government, where they set up their appointments for sex all around the country. Did you hear what I said? Hey, this deal is just outside of Tampa. They say they show this ID, this card, this paper. They fly for free down here, then they fly back. But we heard a similar theme from all 21 of these, and he showed all these people here. They all said the same thing. The U.S. government is sex trafficking women, and I guarantee you there are people in the government that are getting kickbacks from this. You take $3,000 a week from these girls, and you add that up by all of them, all over the nation, you're making millions and millions of dollars, and the government gets its kickback. This is insane, bizarro world. Mail Online. Pentagon's plan for AI-piloted ghost fighter jets. Air Force is backing a $6 billion program for 1,000 robot mini-fighters that can fly 30 feet above the ground at 600 miles an hour. Five aerospace companies are bidding for the $6 billion contract to produce new unmanned aircraft for the Air Force. The jets will bolster the outdated current fleet and will be able to perform maneuvers that are too dangerous for manned planes. From the politics brief, Javier Milei's shock reforms begin to resuscitate Argentina's collapsing socialist economy. From the Gateway Pundit, Arizona Governor Katie Hobbs vetoes bill that would allow police to arrest illegal border crossers. Yeah, she's another one of these insane lefties. These people are literally insane. From the Post-Millennial, Massachusetts allocates $10.5 million to resettle 400 illegal immigrant families in the state. Your tax dollars, if you live there, just being frittered away on this nonsense. Zero Hedge, Harvard's oddities collector, gets probation after unlawful tracking in human body parts. He's tracking, trafficking these human body parts illegally, and he gets probation. We got people up in Washington, D.C. that were invited into the Capitol by Capitol Police that are spending 2 and 3 and 4 years in prison.
Yes.
Zero Hedge. Passengers boycott Boeing death traps with use of kayak plane filter. You know, kayak is one like a Priceline and all these different sites you can get. A kayak has one where you can say, I don't want Boeing. And you can click out any flight that's on Boeing. Zero Hedge. Just this week, we had 4 incidents of Boeing planes. Zero Hedge, the great replacement loophole. Illegal immigrants score 5-year work benefit while waiting for deportation and asylum. They are given a 5-year out deportation meeting or hearing, and during that time, they are given a work permit. Illegals replacing United States citizens for jobs. This is an agenda to destroy the United States of America, and it's happening over in Europe as well, but... Okay, who said it? I believe in Christianity as I believe the sun has risen, not only because I see it, but because I see everything else. C.S. Lewis. Okay, I got a Lesserick here for you, and I want to see if you can figure out what he's talking about. Do not let bacon dance in your head. To the point that you wind up near dead. It's not good when a worm sleeps just under your derm. Avoid same. Just keep kosher instead. I did challenge him on the kosher, and he said it was very hard to put anything else, but he agreed. Now, he's a Jewish guy, but I'm sure he doesn't care about kosher. He knows Jesus, and so it's not applicable anymore. But just so you know, that was a pretty good one. Okay, we got an irony here. We got actually 2 of them. Let me see. I got to say something positive before I do. Something positive. We got people right now that are out of the superior word, and they're traveling overseas. I cannot say where, but they are in a country in Asia, somewhere between the South Pole and the North Pole. Okay, I can say that much. They are there because they believe in spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ and helping people that are spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ in those areas. So, that is something that is cheery in a world that is filled with bad, okay? I hope that they don't get banned from coming back in the United States because they're American citizens. The way things are going, that may be the case. You fly out and you can't fly back anymore. You'll have to go down to Mexico and paint your hair dark or something and walk over the border. I don't know, but things are just bad in the world. But we have people that are still out there doing their job, telling about Jesus. One other thing that's very encouraging I recommend this from time to time, is not to watch 5,000 prophecy updates a week. It doesn't do you any good. You see the same thing 5,000 times. It doesn't, you know, you're not learning anything new, and you're also not really benefiting. So just watch this one and maybe one more. That's all you need. Despite that, you should be watching sermons. And the Superior Word does sermons right from the Bible every single week. You will learn God's Word. And I've got an axiom that I love to tell people. You cannot know God apart from Jesus Christ. You can know what He's done, and you can, you know, deduce things about Him, but you cannot know God unless you know Jesus Christ. And it is impossible. It is impossible for you to know Jesus Christ unless you are given that information from the Word. You can read it yourself, or you can watch sermons that will explain it. That's what we do in this church. We explain the Word of God line by line and how it points to Jesus. So I would suggest you start making that a priority in your life and not 6,000 prophecy updates a week. Okay, irony. He's a lunatic, so it's obviously ironic. Anything he says comes out of his mouth is senseless. But John Kerry, people would feel better about Russia's war in the Ukraine if Russia would make a greater effort to reduce emissions. Yeah. Not John Kerry. If he did, that would, no, I don't believe that. You're going to have to send me a note on that, because I'll find that the hardest thing in the world to believe. Okay, and from Fox, New York Attorney General tells crowd to simmer down. Now think of who she's talking about. The crowd there is the fire department, and they're booing her, and they're, you know, tells them to simmer down as Trump chants drown out her FDNY ceremony. Yeah. It's just funny that the Fox guy used words that would embarrass her even more than what happened. Simmer down. These are guys that simmer down fires all the time. Okay, such is the world in which we live. So from Sarasota, Florida to Ulaanbaatar, Mongolia, I'm Charlie Garrett, and that is your CG Prophecy Report for the week.